Good morning, conference goers, on what is the final morning. Today, David Cameron makes his big speech, but more on that later. First of all, the vibe at conference has been good. Nick Bowles, MP.
It's a very, very positive conference, and what I'm particularly encouraged by is the way that everybody, whatever their responsibility, is focusing on, you know, people who are having a tough time, people who are really struggling, of how do we actually help them improve their lives. And one of the best moments for me was the launch of the new renewal group last night, where one of the proposals that they, you know, they've only just been set up, one of their proposals has already been adopted as a National Party policy, that there's going to be no increase in fuel duty. That's directly relates to the concerns, certainly my constituents, but lots of constituents in the north of England, people on quite slim budgets who are really facing pressure. And I think that everybody's sort of behind that now, so we don't have the disagreements that we used to have.
Not everyone agrees that the Conservatives are standing up for the little man. Gabby Hintliffe, columnist with The Times and political editor of Grazia.
What Cameron's going for is the squeezed upper middle, what you might say. The sort of used to be comfortably off middle classes, but have been feeling for the last 5 years as if things are a bit tight, a bit anxious about the future, a bit insecure in their jobs, but not the people that Ed Miliband means, oddly enough, when he talks about the squeezed middle. He's talking about people a bit lower down the chain, people who feel anxious, insecure, out of work, not getting enough work, not being paid enough for the work they do. So they're aiming at slightly different audiences. And when Cameron says that his solution for the squeezed middle is wealth creation, economic growth, jobs, cheap mortgages, tax cuts, that's definitely aiming at that kind of upper middle audience. The people Ed Miliband's talking about don't have mortgages because they can't afford to buy a house, and they can't see a point where they ever are going to be able to afford to buy a house. They're not that interested in tax cuts. Some of them aren't even earning enough to take them into the tax threshold. They're not as worried about jobs as they are about what they get paid for that job, about low wages. So they're aiming at different audiences when they talk about living standards. To that upper middle audience, David Cameron is speaking fairly directly. But are they the ones he needs to win over, or are they the ones he's already got?
The leader's speech is important because often it is the only part of a political conference that escapes the secure zone. Lord Ashcroft, former deputy chairman of the Conservative Party, thinks that Cameron's speech must bring to life the harder working families conference slogan.
At the Labour Party conference last week, Ed Miliband set the scene by his policies, which are somewhat lurching to the left. And now we as Conservatives have seen the blue water between the parties, and we have to now systematically start to address those issues. We have the hard-working families as the motive of the conference, and we can't have that as our motive without addressing the underlying issues for those families. And I hope that we'll start to see the beginning of the platform as to where the next general election will be fought. The slogan today is demonstrating that. It has to be seen to be on the side of those people who aspire in life, and they have to continue to bang away at that message.
What I've found is that Conservative ministers have been hammering home the message that the Tories offer the best stewardship in these tough times, and explain in practical detail why this is the case. Liz Truss, MP.
So I think the message is very positive. We know that the economy is getting better. We also have seen a very positive message from George Osborne about having a surplus in the next parliamentary term. So I think it's been a very optimistic message coming from conference. I'm pleased to hear about the improvements we're making to the health service in terms of having appointments open till 8 and 8 and on a Saturday and Sunday. So I think what this shows is the Conservative Party have got a really clear message now. We're behind hardworking people. We want to do things that help them get on. That will help us compete in the global race.
We all know that the leader wants their message to be heard by the general public, but they also have to remember a different audience. Max Wing-Cowie, who oversees the Progressive Conservatism Project for Demos, believes that Cameron's speech must rally the delegates in preparation for the next election.
We need to have a serious set of policies around lifting people's living standards, around lifting the dignity of work, and ensuring that not only does it not pay to be feckless, but that it pays not to be. David Cameron needs to lay out in his speech a convincing story about why he personally wants a Conservative majority. I am a supporter of David Cameron. Nonetheless, his management of the party and his management of messaging to the party has been poor. And I think that it's time for him to stand up at party conference and say, clearly and without any equivocation, you know, he needs to replicate actually some of what Nick Clegg does year after year at his miserable gathering. He needs to stand up and he needs to say, I am in government with the Liberal Democrats. That is not my choosing. It's not what I want. I'm not relying on the idea that actually it'll be all right because we'll be in coalition again after the election. I want a Conservative majority. I'm going to stake my leadership on that.
Everyone knows that conference is full of organisations all trying to get their voices heard. It shows why we need to have politics, as there are diametric views on almost every single possible issue imaginable. I asked two organisations what they wanted from the Prime Minister's speech. Firstly, Campbell Robb, Chief Executive of Shelter.
What Shelter would like to see, David Cameron to say tomorrow is to really recognise that the housing crisis in this country is affecting just about everyone. We've already seen some positive announcements on the private rental sector. I would like to see more about how this government will build thousands of new homes to make housing more affordable for everyone in this country. At Shelter, we talk to communities all across the country every day who say to us, this village, this town, this street is dying, the school is falling, the shops are closing. The reason for that is because young people are leaving, and young people are leaving because they can't afford to stay.
Christian May, Head of Media Relations for the Institute of Directors.
I think what businesses want David Cameron to say tomorrow, or more importantly what they want him to do tomorrow, is to move beyond business-friendly rhetoric, which every party leader tries to wrap themselves up in, and to demonstrate that he truly understands that it will be Britain's small and medium-sized businesses who sustain the economic recovery. They'll do that by growing, they'll do it by taking on more staff. That is going to be the foundation of a stronger economy, which clearly the Prime Minister's keen to see. I think what we'd like him to do is to show a commitment, if not at least in aspiration, in reality, to lowering taxes.
And finally, before conference season, the thinking was that the Conservative conference would be dominated by the question of how to deal with UKIP. It hasn't really turned out that way, mainly thanks to Ed Miliband's speech. Nick Herbert, MP.
The grave danger of doing any kind of deal with UKIP is that it would pull us to the right and away from those voters in the centre who we need to attract. And there are still many voters who have moved to Labour, who have moved away from any party at all, who we have to get back into what should be a broad church of conservatism if we are to form a sufficient alliance to win the next general election. And I think any gains that we made from doing a pact with UKIP would be illusory, and instead I think what would happen is that we would lose support where we absolutely need to build it.
So that is it for Conservative Party Conference 2013. For me, the story of this conference has been how modernisation has matured and become mainstream. And by mainstream, I mean coming from the wider public and focusing on solutions for the wider public. And this has made me happy. Thank you to everyone who contributed to the podcast, everyone who listened, and to Manchester for being a great host.